T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That was a blast. Oh my God, that was a blast. I'm going to remember that for the rest of my life.
Time for Lawrence Holmes to take over. And I didn't think that they were going to be doing Joe Madden today on the Lawrence Holmes Show, but they are.
Yeah, we have been planning this for a little while. Me and Tony thought about it. Joe is off because it's All-Star Week. He's going to be back next Tuesday at noon. But we have some really good content from Joe, and some people have come into the show a little bit later than others. So what we decided to do is, at the end of every interview, except for last week because we were talking about some super serious stuff, at the end of each one, we do something fun with Joe. Like, we ask him a couple of questions, like chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin, or, you know, we get to know Joe. So Tony went through all of it and turned it into one interview.
Nice.
So we're going to take all the fun questions, the crowdsourced questions that people have asked Joe in the first half, basically his philosophy on life and other things beyond baseball. And when Tony went through it, I guess there's like 25 minutes of it. So we had to put a lot of stuff on the cutting room floor.
Well, that means what's left has got to be gold.
It's got to be gold. So we're going to have that right at noon. We'll go right into our Joe stuff today at noon and have a little fun before we have even more fun with day two. Is Mitchell Trubisky good at football?
Yeah, how did that measure up after day one? Because I'm still, the seesaw teeters.
Jury sequestered at a local hotel.
Well, let me ask you guys, is Mitchell Trubisky good at football?
Yeah, of course he's good at football.
The follow-up question is, how good is he? That's about where everyone is, at least through day one. We're going to see what happens with day two. Resident lunatic Pete Futek is going to join me.
Oh, my Lord.
He actually requested to be on the show because he has thoughts. He heard that we were doing this. He hit me up. He's like, I have thoughts on how good Mitchell Trubisky is. Can I be on the show and share them? And I said, yes, you're a lunatic. Please come be on the show.
This time of year?
That's
yes.
This time of year, you want to be on the show? Pick up a phone, please.
He's jonesing. Yeah. And so he'll be on the show today, and Tom Thayer will be on the show today at 1:15.
Ask him how good Pete Futek is.
I'm sure he doesn't even know who Pete Futek is. Oh, so that's what we're going to do today. It's going to be a fun show. Yesterday I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought it was we got into the weeds a little bit in our discussion. Joe came in here and broke down Mitch from a prop bet standpoint.
I walked back into the studio, or the ready room, right, when we were done with the leftovers and the show and everything, and I saw Joe still there. And Joe had done yesterday's show, Monday's show, with Mully. And I saw him, and I was worried. I was like, are you lost? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, do I need to get you home? And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I wanted to go on Lawrence's show. He's doing the Is Mitch Good thing. And what I saw, I mean, Joe and I did tons of shows together, and you know how meticulously he preps.
Yes.
I saw the notepads out and the spreadsheets. I didn't want to bother him because he was deep into the Joe prep portion of his day. That was amazing.
That guy, I'm telling you, he is, first of all, obviously, like, I'm super proud of him because he was my executive producer for a really long time, and now people are getting a chance to see how brilliant Joe is. Like, he's a fantastic programmer, but he is on top of everything sports betting.
Yep.
Everything. And to have him now have a bigger voice on the station, and he's hosting, you know, all week this week at night, because the Cubs game on Friday is a night game. So being able to have him as a resource is incredible. And he's also really good at football stuff. So being able to marry his love for fantasy football with actual football and sports betting football was a cool – I wanted to do it from a bunch of different angles.
Yeah.
And that angle was for sure one of the ones that I wanted to do. Like, later on in the week, I got some film nerds in here. Anthony Heron's going to be on. Dan Durkin is going to be on, and they're going to go through all the film, and they're going to tell me how good Mitch Trubisky is.
But don't you need, I mean, in this discussion, maybe it's a cop-out, and I'm fine if it is, don't you need more tape in this system? I mean, I have to see more tape in this system.
100%, Connor. That's the fun part of it. That people want you to make a pronouncement on how good he is. And when you had people asking in March when the show started, I'm like, what? Like, why? That's the whole point. That's the bit. The bit is, obviously, the answer is, I don't know.
Right.
But people won't accept that. You have to give them something tangible. So we're going to try our best to give them something tangible to hold on to for another couple of weeks until we get into Bourbonnais, and then they can go, oh, I look good at practice today, right, of those videos that I saw of fans who were videotaping it, because media isn't allowed to tape the what's going on or retweet the videos from Bourbonnais.
No, we'll just have Patrick Finley draw things on loose leaf paper and then tweet out the pictures of that.
Pretty amazing drawing that Patrick Finley does.
It's a terrible drawing, but I love his
pitch. It's amazing.
It's great.
That he'll draw like the goalpost or the water tower.
Yeah.
It's really, really great.
Sets so the scene.
It's All-Star Week. It's the week to have fun and experiment and try fun and wacky stuff. So that's what we're going to do. Speaking of fun and wacky, I loved the Home Run Derby last night.
It was a good time.
Yeah, that seems to be the general response was, what else do you want from something like that if not that?
Yeah. Where what was it that the Vlad Jr. hit about 100 home runs
91.
Last night?
91 of the 321 were Vlad Guerrero Jr.'s. And did you know that I saw this and mentioned this on the show? Vlad Guerrero Jr. is younger than about 38 players on the Futures roster this year.
That's crazy. I joked last
Think
night
that
if he wins, then it should be like a video game. And then you unlock the secret boss, which is his dad. And then his dad comes out there, and then they have a home run hit off. That would be fun. Shout out to Pete Alonso, though. He was really happy. And he doubled his salary.
Yes, he did.
Last night with the win. And he was able to donate. I think he was the Wounded Warriors Project. He was doing like 5% of his winnings.
And another donation, too, to a different charity that I hadn't heard of before, but I guess does work with getting veterans job placement type stuff after they've come back or been displaced or whatever. I hadn't heard of the charity, but it seems like they did really good work. I looked them both up.
I liked the way they made it like a Vegas pool lounge over there for the families, that they gave them places to sit and places for the toddlers to hang out. It was all kind of set up for them.
Jessica Mendoza at one point went out to shag with her mitt, and she was doing an interview. I didn't see with whom.
It was Cody Bellinger.
Was it Cody Bellinger?
Yeah, almost 100%. Yeah, it's Cody Bellinger.
And I was just sitting there going, yeah, this is dangerous. This is real dangerous out here because you're trying to concentrate on the interview and whack-a-tow, you know, balls are just like all over the place. I had a good time, and no disrespect to Jason Benetti, who I love, and I know he was doing the StatCast broadcast. I was watching with the sound off, and I really enjoyed it. Like, I was in a room full of people. We were out having dinner, and I was like, this is great. And, like, what I observed were, from what I could tell, there were non-baseball fans that were having a wonderful time watching that and being like, wow, those guys hit the ball far.
And I was just saying, the athletic condition to be able to swing a bat 91 times, let alone hit 91 home runs, like, I hit two buckets of balls, and I'm done.
Yeah,
at a driving range.
Well, if you go to the cage and you haven't been in a while,
oh, I'm drenched.
And I mean, I am someone that will. I mean, I'll dump $20 into a batting cage. Yeah, like
I'll usually
business.
Go until my hands don't let me.
Yeah, that's, do your hands callus up?
Yeah. Well, kind of get if I pop one of the calluses. Like, even, you know, I love doing that. I love
me
spending
too.
A good 40 minutes doing that. But then, you know, once the hands go, you can't really finish.
And you're sitting there working on stuff, and then you feel great when you walk out, and then you get home, you're like, oh, my trunk is.
The next day, it's the hamstring.
It's
that's always what
sore.
It is for me. You find the hamstring the next day. Did you guys do, every year I do that, watch the Home Run Derby. And then, you know, when it's done, I'll get up to, like, clean the house a little bit or just kind of do some things. So I leave it on, and the celebrity game is on afterward.
I missed
the celebrity
game.
Were you at dinner for any of that? Did you leave it on for any of this?
I did see Pronk, though.
That's what I needed to ask. That man, Pronk, put a softball, a
slow pitch.
Not that no one can do this, but to see this guy do it, Pronk hit a softball a slow pitch softball out of the actual ballpark. Over the fence.
How is this video not
probably
my timeline?
About 10, 15 feet.
I saw it this morning and I was just laughing that this guy
dead pull
leaned into a softball and hit it way over the 200 feet or so it is for softball into actual stands.
Almost, into the bullpen out there in the right field corner. I mean, this ball was tattooed.
Well, there's video. Do you remember? I forgot.
What, people can do
it. I forgot
it.
The name
of
the team.
There's a whole thing of people who do that for.
Yeah there's an exhibition group of like four guys who are just roided out of their skulls.
With the rolled bats and all this illegal stuff.
Yes.
Well, illegal from like a
and they put it like the
standpoint.
Fifth deck wherever they go. Yeah. I mean, they're a touring exhibition circus.
But the other part of this, too, I mean, watch Hafner swing it. He doesn't do the thing that these guys do with the big running starts and the two-step,
regular baseball swing.
Right. This isn't the Michael Bolton instructional softball video. This is Pronk just putting a foot down and buggy whipping the thing out.
That's incredible.
I know. I saw it last night. I couldn't. Oh, it's awesome.
I did a podcast a couple of weeks ago on House of L where I was talking about blackness. And I was talking about how I had gone to my friend Afia's mom's funeral. They're from Ghana. She's of the Ashanti tribe. And I was talking about how I've never felt more American like in my life. And every year during the Home Run Derby, that same feeling comes up where it's like, man, the American guys, like, we don't seem to know each other. We don't seem to like each other. But other than Clayton Kershaw, like, Clayton Kershaw and his kids were there for Jock Peterson. How about the daughter who was going, let's go, Jock? Like, she was screaming it. But it's so weird. Like, the American players are like, yeah, I'm going to go over here and hit some home runs. Meanwhile, every Venezuelan player is like, yeah, like they're right there waiting for him. It is a reminder of how different the culture actually is around the world when it comes to baseball.
When they changed the format and they introduced the timeout for a guy, you know, during his round, I was like, oh, really? We're gonna wait, and I'm sure they'll go to commercial or something like that. But what I realized was awesome is that, like you say, whether it's Wilson Contreras or countrymen or teammates or whatever, they all like turn into caddies for the guy. Like they bring the Gatorade and there's a towel.
It's
and
like
this
James
guy's
Brown.
Got a pep talk.
They put the cape on him. Yeah,
limping away.
I can't do no more.
And like no one did that really for Josh Bell, and no one really did it for Jock Peterson other than his brother.
And then
Alex Bregg was like, I'm tired.
I didn't know I was going to be here today. I am sorry.
I'm making $100 million. I don't need to do this. Let me get the hell out of here. But I always go, man, those guys they're really having fun.
Yeah.
Not that the Americans aren't, but there just seems to be another level of happiness and joy that there could be for the American players, and they don't seem to be having it.
They're insular guys. I mean, it's a different way they come up, I think.
I guess.
Like through the minors, I'm saying. It's just a different way.
I know. It is never more evident than at the World Baseball Classic and at the Home Run Derby. Like those two places, you get a real idea of like, wow, we are very starched as Americans.
It isn't just that. It's also because we're the dominant country. You know, it doesn't feel like you have to rally around Americanness coming up in the game. You don't need it for your professional identity.
Maybe. And I would also say, you know, that there are some cultural issues too that don't allow for it to happen.
Oh, no question. Yeah, because it's such a big country. You've got your whole, you know, the redneck side and the side of color that may not even see their own country.
Right. You just sit there and go, totally American. Kind of want to hang out with the Venezuelan dudes.
Mm-hmm.
That seems
I'm
like
a fun
whole
guy.
That's right. A lot of fun. Gentlemen, thank you as always for your work and the great conversation about the Home Run Derby. I'm glad we got a chance to talk about that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.